Life Audio.
So glad you're with us today. As we prepare to dig into the teaching of God's Word, I want to make sure you know that I have more resources available on my website at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. You'll find audio to listen to, videos to watch, and articles to read right there on the site. Everything is geared toward helping you grow in your knowledge of God's Word and your relationship with Jesus. So when you get a second, head over to BibleStudyHeadquarters.com and check it out. Now, let's hear a quick word from today's sponsors. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, which says, "For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake." What did you assume the Christian life would be like when you first came to faith in Christ? For most of us, there's an assumption that everything is going to get better and most aspects of life will become smoother. We tend to picture a more comfortable existence in this world. But did Jesus promise us that? Is that what his word actually teaches? Well, it's certainly true that the Lord is working out all things in our lives for good. It's also true that he is present with us as our counselor and comforter. It's even true that he is actively preparing a place for us with him in eternity that will far outshine anything we have ever seen or experienced as far as a dwelling is concerned. But it would be a mistake to assume that our earthly lives will not also include suffering. Jesus suffered during the course of his earthly ministry. As we follow him, we may be called to do likewise. But he has a purpose for our suffering. It may strengthen our confidence in him and our reliance on him. It may be used as a testimony to unbelievers to help them come to know him. It may help us shake off the grip of sin and personal idols. Christ has a purpose for our suffering, and he's present with us while we endure it. If you're suffering, trust that he knows what he's doing, and believe that he's working out his plan for your greater good. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity you've given to us to be able to look at a small portion of it together today. And Lord, we're grateful that you teach us in this portion of your word that as we have come to faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we should be prepared not only to trust in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Lord, we know that this side of heaven, we have all sorts of expectations. There are all sorts of things that we wish were a certain way. There are all sorts of comforts that we wish we were experiencing. But you have not promised us that our lives this side of heaven are going to be perfect or completely comfortable. That's not what your word assures us. When we look at a portion of Scripture like this, we see that you have indeed called us at times to suffer. And so, Lord, we pray that when we do so, that we would do that in a redemptive way, that we would be willing to suffer for the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we would endure suffering as people who recognize that you bring good things out of it. You teach us to trust in you. You strengthen our faith. You strip away our sins. You strip away our idols. And you help us to recognize what's really important. Lord, I'm certain that many of us feel like that's exactly what you're doing right now. And so, even though it can be hard for us to accept, we just want to say thank you for it. Thank you for the ways in which you're not wasting the suffering we experience. You're using it to help us. You're deepening our trust in you through it. And you're assuring us of your presence with us in the midst of it. So thank you again, Lord, for these reminders from your word. We're grateful for the truth that we find in your word that helps us to understand how to navigate life, even the difficult moments in life, that we really need this kind of reassurance to be able to see from the right perspective. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your presence with us today. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.